Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We have Executive Director Jasmine Clark on the line with Optimism Place, and we've got more initiatives happening, including artists inspiring hope and healing. We're going to get all the details this morning. Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
It's great to be chatting once again. Of course, the campaign continues for Optimism Place, Women's Shelter and Support Services, talking about the Building on Hope Capital Campaign. It continues, but a very special fundraising initiative is happening right now. Jasmine, what's going on?
Yeah, so we just introduced our Artists Inspiring Hope and Healing Campaign. And the idea behind this campaign is that donors can support us and support local artists to adorn our new space with local art inspired by hope and healing. So, how it works is all of the art pieces are featured on our website for donors to browse and purchase, and the art becomes a donation to Optimism Place, and it hangs on our walls, and the donors receive a tax receipt, and the artists receive the payment for their art. So that's really the idea behind the campaign.
It is such a clever idea. Again, artists inspiring hope and healing, and you have something like 25 artists from across Perth County taking part in this.
Yep, I think we're up to about 28 now. We've had a couple other people reach out, so it's been a really amazing response from the community. We've got about 70 art pieces for sale.
Oh, that is awesome. So again, you're supporting local artists, that sort of thing, and supporting Optimism Place. Of course, as we talk about the campaign continues in terms of Building on Hope Capital Campaign, how's it been going so far? It's a big goal. It's a lofty goal. How's it going so far?
It's a good, we're doing well. So we've raised about 32% of the $1 million that we need to raise to close the gap. And we've got lots of things sort of coming up this spring, which we're really excited about. And this campaign is really sort of launching our spring activities.
Okay, so if they want some details about Artists Inspiring Hope and Healing, what's the best way to get more information about this?
Right on our website, so optimismplace.com. Go to the Build on Hope shop, and you will see all the details about the campaign and all the art that's featured.
Okay, and again, this campaign is happening right now, just a part of the big campaign, but this is Artists Inspiring Hope and Healing. And again, I think, Jasmine, this is a great thing because you're inspiring local artists, so I imagine many of the art pieces deal with local landscapes, that sort of thing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's a huge variety. It's hard to really describe. You have to go to our website to see it.
All right, so do check it out. Again, we'll pass along the details. It's www.optimismplace.com with the great people with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Again, it's the Building on Hope Capital Campaign. It continues, and you can help out and be a part of it. Jasmine, before we let you go, is there anything in terms of urgent needs right now with Optimism Place that people need to know about?
We are just all focused on our capital campaign and getting the expansion built. So, you know, if anyone's interested in helping in any way, there's lots of information about it on our website. Please join us.
And it's buildingonhope.ca is a website for more details on that. Jasmine Clark with Optimism Place Women's Shelter and Support Services. Jasmine, thank you so much for the details.
Thanks, Jamie.